Yancey commissioners have had to increase camping fees at Tow River Campground, the popular recreation area in the South Tow section of the county. Commission Chairman John Renfro says the county is facing about a $20,000 operating deficit plus a $72,000 cost of replacing the entire water system, possibly having to drill a well and redoing the water system with chlorination.
This came to about $90,000. Unfortunately, the only way we were able to recoup that was to increase camping fees and user fees for Tow River Campground. We went around western North Carolina. I believe we had 12 other campgrounds and did comparisons. The average campground was charging between $25 and $30 a night for camping. So we have increased our fees for one night. Full hookup will now be $30. A partial hookup will be $27. And a primitive site will be $20. Now, those are increases from last year. In addition, seasonal camping fees have increased from $850 to about $1,360. What we basically did was did away with monthly fees, and we have a fee structure for weekly only. We have a waiting list of about 150 people who want to camp at the campground who want full-time sites there. We hope by going to weekly only that we'll give more people the opportunity to camp at the campground and get a wider usage from folks on the campground. These increases in fees will allow us to break even this year and fix the water system that we have to do to open. Unfortunately, without these fairly drastic increases in fees to the park, we could not have opened this year. The restrictions on the water system only allow the campground to be open for 6 months a year now. If you go over 6 months, you fall under additional restrictions and regulations on the water system that we could never hope to meet. So we will be open 6 months. It would be pretty much up to management to decide which 6 months they wish to operate. Hopefully there will be some consideration to allow folks in at least primitive camping for opening day of trout season, which is traditionally a big weekend at the campground. So the goal is to open possibly for primitive camping on the 1st of April. Then the campground would be open for 6 months at some period throughout the summer. The contract this year to run the campground was a one-year contract, and it was awarded to Charles Stiles.
John Renfro is the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.